You're listening to This Woman Can, episode 38. It's never too late to change. Welcome to This Woman Can, the women's leadership podcast and your source of information related to women's leadership, female entrepreneurship, personal success and career advancement. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland, executive coach, leadership development expert, and the author of This Woman Can, the No Bullshit Guide for Women Who Lead. And now, this week's episode. Hey everybody, welcome to this week's edition of This Woman Can. I hope you're all doing well and thanks for joining me. I'm always delighted that you can take some time out of your day just to listen. Now, the past couple of episodes, I seem to have developed a little bit of a theme all around career and career change. In episode 36, I spoke about how to make a career pivot and my experience of undergoing various career pivots in my 40s and my 50s. And in the last episode, episode 37, I spoke to Maxine Atong, who spoke about fighting the fear and choosing a life that made her heart sing. So she talked about her experience of changing changing careers from being an accountant through to the work she does now. And it's a great listen, so go back and have a quick listen. But I then received lots of messages and emails saying, well, Janice, it's all well and good you talk about changing careers. However, I'm petrified of actually doing that. So how do I'm not happy in what I'm doing. But how do I go about fighting that fear? How do I get over that feeling that, you know, something will go wrong? Now, there's no guarantees in life, but I'm going to give you some strategies talk to you about some strategies you can use to help you overcome your fear of a career change. Whether you're making the decision to switch roles, maybe you're going back to work, or you're taking the leap from going employment to freelance, yes, career change can be one of the biggest and the scariest decisions that you'll have to make. And it's even scarier when you become a woman of a certain age or you're in your 40s because you're thinking, I should have it all together now. And our working lives, as I said, can have a huge impact on other areas of life, which is why it's so important for us to get it right and, you know, why we have this fear of getting it wrong. So that can include our finances, our social standing. One day I'll tell you about my change from being the CEO to freelance and how that changed my life socially. Family life and how we feel about ourselves overall. So work, I'm not going to underestimate it, work does feed massively in how we view ourselves personally, how our communities see us, and how we see ourselves as an individual. So it's really easy to let the fear creep in and prevent us from changing and pursuing the career goals we really want to achieve, you know, because we can be miserable in what we're doing, but we're totally fearful of making that change. Now, psychologists have a word for this, and these are all very scientific. They refer to this as negativity bias, and this is our brain's disposition to recall negative and unpleasant experiences, and they do that more readily than the positive ones. And it's such an automatic reflex that it occurs very, very early in our brain functioning. And it's all thought to be a result of our flight or fight responses that prepare us for addressing the worst that may happen and maximizing our chance of survival. And yet it can be useful. Yes, we need to make sure we can fight and flight. But as I said, and judging from the emails I got and the messages I got from some women, it is actually preventing us from achieving our own goals, something we really want to do. So it's important to be aware and implement strategies to address it. So as I said, there's five strategies that I'm going to look at today. And when it comes to career change, we tend to rely on information from our past experiences or from experience of people we've heard. But, you know, we all have war stories of the jobs we've done and what's happened. And because we're so dispositioned towards recalling the negative information, even if we've had a positive experience, it only takes one negative story to throw us into that doubt and fear. So, as I said, when our brains are doing this, it's really important for us to not let that fear get the better of us. So again, I'm going to share with you 5 strategies you can try. The first thing is to weigh up all the information you have. You know, sit down, pen and paper, pros, cons, really weigh it up. And because when you're weighing up the decisions, it stops us getting lost in our own heads and having all those anxious thoughts that come with it and the doubts. We really need to hone in on our thinking, challenge the negative thoughts, and recalibrate our mindset. Now, and I use that a lot about mindset and changing mindset. And it takes more than just being positive. It actually takes practical action. So as I said, get out pen and paper, you know, get your laptop, get a sheet, create a list of all the pros and cons of your career change. Separate it into separate different categories: financial, social, family, personal, professional, and then use that information to make a really informed decision. Not what somebody down the road told you, like Lakeisha told you about a job she had done, or Jane told you something that happened to her. Use facts. Use facts and look at what it really means for you to make that career change. The next thing, number 2, is to do an emotional skills audit. Any kind of change requires with practical adjustments and emotional adjustments. A lot of the time we get so focused on and we really, really great at preparing for the practical changes, but we forget about our emotional well-being. And when we're facing career change, we have to think about what the coping strategies we may need to engage to ensure that we can manage that change effectively. So allow yourself to think about the worst case scenario. Create an action plan of how you would handle this. What are the appropriate actions you may need to utilize to minimize this happening? And how will you look after your emotional well-being along the way? So let me give you an example. When I changed careers, when I moved from corporate, I stepped down from a very prominent, high-profile job to become an entrepreneur. And the thing I kept thinking about is, what if I fail? What's going to happen? What if I don't get any clients? What's going to happen? So I had to look at my worst case scenario would have been no clients, no money. So I had to create an action plan as to how I would handle that. So as I said, I'd already set up my practice before I left work. So I had some clients coming in, so I knew I could do that. I had saved some cash, so I had a bit of a buffer to enable me to make that transition. And then for my emotional well-being, when I thought I wasn't getting the contracts, you know, I knew it wasn't always down to me. I also learned that where I am, and when it's a different matter when you're selling a corporate product to selling yourself, it's much different. And the timelines can be a little more different, a lot longer for persons to make a decision. So for my emotional well-being, I just made sure I realized that it wasn't me, it's them. And I would also have my own morning routine that set my mindset and reframed my mind each day to make sure I looked forward as to the activities I had to do, and then had an action plan for anything that would fall by the way. Number 3 is understanding why the fear exists. As I said, basic behavioral psychology theories tell us that how we think and feel generally influences how we behave. So if you get overwhelmed, I often hear women saying, I'm overwhelmed. And they're usually overwhelmed with negative thoughts such as, you're only going to fail. What are you doing? You're not good enough. You can't do that new job. It's too big for you. That will dictate your behavior and you really won't reach your goals. So understanding why you have that fear is a huge tool in readdressing your thoughts and starting to address them to something far more motivational. A thought is just a thought. That's what it is. It's just a thought. So after all, it can actually be challenged. The next thing to do is positive affirmations. You may poo-poo with these. You may poo-poo, but it's positive affirmations with backup. Positive affirmation is a handy strategy, and it's advocated by meditation, mindfulness coaches. Occasionally I will use it, and it's where you use positive statements to yourself on a daily basis. Even if it isn't true, you know, we get up, we tell ourselves we're beautiful, you know, I'm beautiful this morning, I'm gonna conquer the world, you know, but it helps us develop more positive cognitive processes and can help achieve the statements in real life. It's a great way to change negative thoughts and fears, but it works better if you use examples and create small, achievable goals along your affirmations. So a good example of this could be, I have endless talents which I'm going to begin to use today, and stating a goal for that day. So whether it's creating a social media post that supports your ambition, a website, your business logo, an email pitch, you know, a resume, whatever it is, make sure it's something that will aid your career decision and goals. And then number five is, don't fear failure. I am a huge advocate of this, because the biggest fear when it comes to making a career change is that fear of failure. And the best thing to do when facing this fear is to ask yourself, so what? There's no doubt you face failure at some point in your life. Did your life end? Come on, there's something we failed at. I have failed at marriages, relationships. I've lost jobs. I've failed in jobs, but I didn't die. You know, I wasn't stuck forever in that pit of failure. And, you know, I picked myself up. I looked at what I could learn from that experience and I tried again, you know. So to don't fear that failure. Our career journeys are just that, journeys. We very, very, very rarely in anything go straight from A to B. It's more like A, C, E, G, F, B, Z. You know, it's rarely straight and narrow. We go all kinds of roads, winding roads. Some are good, some are bad. Some are dead ends and like, wow, we've got to turn around. Some are completely fulfilling. Failure is the biggest way you learn. Failure holds the potential, the biggest potential for growth. And it shows us where we need to spend more time improving and working on ourselves. It's never a bad thing. That is never a bad thing, so embrace it. Don't let fear and excuses hold you back. It's very common for women to avoid, or people to avoid making change because of fear. But not making a change that your heart really wants you to do because of fear usually results in having regrets later in life. And the more you procrastinate, the more you make excuses, the more time you're wasting. And then it becomes one day you think, wow, am I too late? Or wow, you wake up one day and realize you're now contemplating a career change much later in life. So don't be afraid to make that change, to take that chance. And yes, I'm going to say it's never too late to make the change, but you can make it earlier if you fight that fear much earlier on. So have confidence in who you are and your abilities, you know, because the confidence is also part of that fear process, you know. So just fight it, because when it comes down to those big career decisions, ultimately you have to ask yourself, not just what might you have to lose, but what have you got to gain? And as the amazing Maxine said in last week's episode, Maxine Atong, she said, fight the fear and choose a life that makes your heart sing. And I totally agree with her. You owe it to yourself. It's never too late to make that change. So I would love to hear where you are in your career change process, if you're contemplating that career invention, that life in reinvention. Feel free to share it with me and my social media pages, Instagram, I am Janice Sutherland, Facebook, I am Janice Sutherland. I really look forward to hearing the results, and by all means, share them with me. And remember, if I can, you can, this woman can. Take care until next time. You've been listening to the This Woman Can podcast, brought to you by This Woman Can, the no bullshit guide for women who lead, available on Amazon and Kindle. For more information about the training and consulting services offered for women who lead, including one-on-one executive coaching and group masterminds, visit thiswomancan.coach.